Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into one of the most important weapons in jungle and old school drum and bass, the snare snap. And I want you to think about this the right way. In this style, the snare is not just a transient, it's a command. It has to cut through breaks, bass pressure, reese weight, and all the energy of a busy drum and bass mix, while still feeling musical and totally DJ friendly. So what we're building here is a snare that hits fast, speaks clearly in the midrange, stays short and dense, and lands with that raw, sample-based attitude that makes old-school jungle and DNB feel alive. We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using a practical, advanced workflow. That means layering, transient control, EQ carving, light compression, saturation, and then arranging the snare so it actually works in a DJ set, not just in solo. First thing, start with the right source material. In jungle and old school DNB, the best snare often begins with a sample that already has the right character. Think chopped break snares, short acoustic snares, 909 or 808 style clap snare hybrids, or vinyl sourced hits with a bit of grit. You're listening for a strong front edge, some body in the low mids, crack in the upper mids, and controlled fizz on top. If the sample is too long, too roomy, or too soft, don't try to force it into shape with endless processing. That's usually a waste of time. Just layer it. Now let's build the snare as a three-part system. You want a transient layer, a body layer, and a texture layer. The transient layer is the crack. That's the sharp front edge of the hit. This can be a short snare, a rim shot, or a tightly edited break snare. Load it into simpler in one-shot mode, and if needed, shorten the sustain so it punches and gets out. The body layer is the meat. This is the part that gives the snare weight and authority, usually sitting somewhere around that 180 to 250 Hz zone. Keep this layer short and focused. If it rings too much, shorten the decay or gate it. Then add the texture layer. This could be a bit of noise, a tiny clap, room snap, vinyl grit, or a very subtle break accent. This layer should stay quiet, but it helps the snare feel present on smaller speakers and gives it that rough, human edge. Once you've got those layers, group them into a snare bus so you can process them together after cleaning up each individual source. Before the group chain, tighten each layer. On the individual layers, use EQ to high pass where needed. For many snare elements, somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz is a good starting point. Cut mud if it builds up around 250 to 500 Hz. If a layer feels dull, a small presence boost around 3 to 4.5 kHz can help. And if a layer is supposed to be mono, keep it mono with utility. If the snare feels too spiky or too modern, saturator or drum bus can help tame it while adding density. Keep the drive light. This is about attitude, not overcooking the sound. A really good move here is to think in terms of front edge and footprint. The front edge is the attack, the click, the snap. The footprint is everything that lets the snare occupy space and feel like a real object in the mix. That footprint usually lives in the 100 to 400 Hz area, plus the 2 to 5 kHz region. Shape both. Don't obsess over just the transient. Now let's bring in drum bus, because it's great for this style when you use it carefully. A little drive, a little transient shaping, maybe a touch of crunch, and usually boom off or very low for a snare. The goal is to make it feel forward and aggressive without turning it into a processed pop snare. Old school jungle likes weight and grit, but it still needs to feel sample-like. After that, move to the snare group and two proper mix style EQ. A high pass around 90 Hz usually keeps the kick and sub territory clear. If there's cardboard or mud, cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs a little more chest, you can gently shape the 180 to 240 Hz range. For snap and attack, a boost somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz can help. If the top end gets harsh, tame it around 6 to 8 kHz, and only add air above 10 kHz if you really need it. In this genre, the snare should dominate the midrange without turning brittle. That's the sweet spot. Next, add compression, but do not crush the life out of it. Use glue compressor or compressor with a moderate ratio, a slightly slower attack so the front still comes through, and a release that lets it recover quickly enough for fast patterns. You're aiming for light gain reduction, not squashing. If the snare loses snap, your attack is too fast or the compression is too heavy. Now for one of the best tricks in the whole workflow, parallel dirt. Set up a return track or a duplicate chain with saturation, overdrive, maybe erosion, and then band limit that signal so it doesn't take over the whole frequency range. High pass the dirt return around 200 to 300 Hz, low pass it around 8 to 10 kHz, and blend it in under the clean snare until the hit feels harder, not just dirtier. That's the kind of thing that gives jungle snares that spit through the mix energy. And remember, a lot of the hard-hitting old-school sound comes from control, not just loudness. Clipping and saturation can make a snare feel way more aggressive than endless EQ. So stage your gain carefully, hit the snare with some density, then trim the output so you're not just making it louder. You want more perceived punch, not more level. Now let's talk about arrangement, because this is where the DJ-friendly part really matters. A great snare doesn't just sound good in isolation. It needs to land with purpose inside the track. For jungle and old-school drum and bass, use clear 8-bar and 16-bar phrasing. Let the snare establish the groove early. Give it room before drops and after breakdowns. Don't overload every 4 bars with fills and FX. The snare needs breathing space. A strong structure might be a 4 or 8-bar drum intro, then the snare-led groove comes in before the bass fully opens up. Every 8 bars, add a subtle variation, like a ghost note, a reverse hit, a short fill, or a tape stop style accent. Every 16 bars, make a bigger phrase change, maybe a snare roll, a filter move, or a 1-bar drum dropout. That kind of structure gives the track a clear shape, and it makes it much easier for DJs to mix and phrase match it in a set. Also, use contrast on purpose. A dry, restrained intro snare can make the drop snare feel huge, even if the processing only changes a little. That contrast is powerful. And for darker rollers, that's often the difference between something that sounds nice and something that actually rips. Now let's carve the mix around the snare. The kick, bass, pads, atmospheres, and reese all need to be placed so the snare has its own lane. If the bass is masking the 200 to 500 Hz area, the snare can disappear. If the reese is smearing the 2 to 5 kHz zone, the attack gets lost. Use EQ on the bass and music buses, and if needed, use multiband dynamics or sidechain compression very carefully. Don't overdo it. You want the groove to stay intact. If the snare is layered with a break, check the break layer and carve out the snare's own frequency pocket there too. That's a classic jungle workflow. You're not just building a snare. You're making sure the rest of the track respects it. And don't forget ghost notes. Old school jungle often feels alive because the snare interacts with the break. Add tiny ghost hits before or after the main backbeat, little drags, short reversed pickups, or barely their offbeat accents. Keep them subtle. Their job is momentum, not clutter. For more movement, vary the velocity, the layer blend, the decay length, or the parallel send amount. That keeps long DJ-friendly loops from feeling static without breaking the identity of the main snare. Here's a very practical snare chain to remember. Start with EQ 8 to high pass and clean the mud. Add drum bus for controlled aggression. Follow with saturator using soft clip and a bit of drive. Then use glue compressor with a modest attack and light gain reduction. Add another EQ if you need to fine-tune the presence. Finish with a limiter just catching peaks, not flattening everything. And if you want extra character, add a parallel return with erosion and overdrive, filtered so it stays focused. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the snare too bright. Too much high-end can make it sound modern and brittle instead of old-school and hard. Don't overcompress the transient. If the attack disappears, the snare loses authority. Don't leave too much low-mid mud sitting around. That 250 to 500 Hz area can clog up a DNB mix fast. Don't rely on one sample and expect magic. Jungle snares often need layering and careful shaping. And don't ignore the arrangement. A strong snare still won't feel DJ-friendly if the track is constantly throwing fills and FX everywhere. A few extra pro moves. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, use controlled grit instead of glossy punch. Keep the top rough, not polished. A tiny room layer can make the snare feel bigger, as long as you high-pass it and keep it subtle. Clipping often gives you more aggression than endless EQ. And across sections, automate texture rather than completely changing the core sound. Keep the identity, evolve the feel. If you want a quick exercise, here's a great one. Build a 174 BPM jungle snare in 15 minutes. Find 3 sources, 1 sharp transient, 1 bi layer, 1 texture layer. Load them into simpler. High-pass each appropriately. Group them, add drum bus, EQ, glue compressor, and saturator. Then program a 2-bar loop with the main snare on 2 and 4, one ghost note before bar 2, and a small variation every second loop. Compare the dry and processed versions and make sure the processed one is punchier, shorter, clearer in the mids, and more aggressive without getting harsh. If you want to push it further, add a parallel return with erosion and overdrive, and blend it until the snare cuts through but still feels musical. So the big takeaway is this. to carve a snare snap for jungle and old school drum and bass in Ableton Live 12. Start with a strong sample, layer for transient, body and texture, clean each layer. Shape the group with EQ, compression, saturation, and parallel grit. Then place it inside a DJ-friendly arrangement that gives the snare room to land with intention. Make it aggressive, but leave it space to breathe. That balance is what gives old-school DNB its timeless punch, and it's what makes a track feel playable in a proper DJ set. If you want, I can also turn this into a second lesson with an exact Ableton device rack and macro mapping for the snare chain.